Our last article is about Marvelous Marvel. From a small comic publisher in the 1960s, Marvel has grown to become the dominant force in modern cinema, enjoying both critical and commercial success. So, what are its real superpowers? We have a few ideas.
Humor. In 1961, when Marvel published its first superhero comic, The Fantastic Four, its success was due to one power above all others, the power of laughter. Here was a quartet of heroes with an ironic sense of humor that older readers loved. They argued and made fun of each other when they weren't fighting to save the world, and often while they were. Next came Thor, a Norse god whose archaic vocabulary was intentionally comic. Giving people more of what they liked, the company introduced Spider-Man, a hero with a repartee of a stand-up comedian. More than 50 years later, this still marks the difference between Marvel and rival comic publisher DC, home to the humorless Superman and Batman. DC has the Joker, but Marvel has all the jokes.
Reality. Before Marvel, superheroes existed in imaginary places, like Gotham, Batman, and Metropolis, Superman, completely disconnected from events in the real world. The revolutionary aspect of Marvel heroes was that they were imagined to be part of our world, often living in New York. From the start, whatever was happening in the real world, the Vietnam War, the civil rights movement, the fight for sexual equality, was happening in the comics, too. Marvel's writers, who tended to be young and countercultural, allowed the heroes to have liberal positions on all these subjects, giving them relevance to readers' lives. When President Nixon resigned in disgrace in 1974, for instance, Captain America was so disillusioned with the USA that he abandoned his costume and began calling himself the Nomad, a man without a country. Strong stuff for a kid's comic.
Fallibility. Ultimately, what makes Marvel characters interesting is not their powers, but their weaknesses. Tony Stark may be Iron Man, but he's also an alcoholic. Peter Parker may be Spider-Man, but he catches winter colds like anyone else and never has enough money to pay the rent. This makes them more relatable than traditional superheroes. After all, the rest of us don't really have a problem with kryptonite, do we? Indeed, often, a Marvel hero's biggest problem is their power itself. Bruce Banner is terrified of the brute destructiveness of his alter ego, the Hulk. Ben Grimm of the Fantastic Four may be super strong, but he looks like a pile of rocks. It's a fantastical problem that makes him more, not less, human.
Relationships. From the start, all of Marvel's comics were connected. Because they all existed in the same imaginary universe, heroes could appear in each other's titles. Alliances were formed and abandoned. Characters fell in and out of love. One died to save another. The comics were an endless human drama interrupted by regular battles. Introducing this same approach to films has transformed Marvel into the dominant force in the cinema industry, making $13 billion in 17 films, so far with no flops. Strangely, while people admire the world-building aspect of fictions like Harry Potter, almost nobody thinks of Marvel this way. But it is a master of the genre. An alternate reality superimposed on the real world with around 7,000 characters. And counting.